Goldman Sachs rules out a September Fed hike. Bitcoin reaction. Goldman Sachs told clients that a Federal Reserve rate hike in September is very unlikely, citing soft retail sales, slowing inflation, and weak employment data. According to a CoinDesk post on August 17, 2026, the call reframes the near-term rate debate at a moment when crypto is drifting rather than trending. Bitcoin traded at $63,281 as of August 17, 2026, up 0.5% over 24 hours but down 2.91% on the week. Ether sat at $1,892, up 0.7% on the day. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index read 37 in fear territory. The market did not lurch on the Goldman note, which fits a story that is about the absence of a tightening move rather than a fresh catalyst. The data behind the call? Goldman's reasoning rests on three cooling readings: retail sales that came in soft, an inflation trend that is decelerating, and employment figures that have weakened. Taken together, those point away from a central bank that needs to raise rates to cool demand. A hike happens when growth and prices run hot. When spending and hiring slow at the same time, the case for higher rates thins out. The framing matters. Goldman is not forecasting a cut here, at least not in this note. It is closing the door on a hike. That leaves the Fed with room to hold, and a hold is the base case markets tend to price when data softens without collapsing. Rate expectations and crypto interest rate policy sets the price of holding risk. Higher rates pull capital toward cash and short-dated bonds that suddenly pay more, and they raise the discount applied to speculative assets with no yield of their own. Bitcoin, with no cash flow, is sensitive to that math. A Fed that steps back from further tightening removes one source of upward pressure on that discount rate. That is the mechanism behind the runway language often attached to these moments. If borrowing costs stop climbing, leverage positions across crypto face less refinancing stress, and the opportunity cost of parking money in a non-yielding asset stops getting worse. None of that guarantees a rally. It removes a headwind rather than adding a tailwind. The muted price action underlines the point. Bitcoin's weekly loss of nearly 3% and a fear reading of 37 describe a market that is cautious, not one primed to sprint on a single research note. One bank's forecast is a data point, not a policy decision, and the September meeting will settle the question regardless of what Goldman publishes today. The stablecoin yield angle, a steady rate environment, also shapes the returns on dollar-denominated crypto. Yields on stablecoin positions and tokenized money market products track short-term rates closely. When the Fed holds near current levels rather than climbing, those yields plateau instead of rising further, which keeps the gap between holding a stablecoin and holding a bank deposit roughly where it is. For anyone using stablecoins as a spending or savings layer, that stability is the practical takeaway. The Clarity Act's September Senate vote is a bigger swing factor for whether U.S.-based holders can legally earn yield on those balances at all. Rate policy sets the ceiling on the number. Regulation decides who is allowed to reach for it. Spending patterns feed back into the same data Goldman is reading. Soft retail sales are, at root, consumers pulling back. Crypto-linked payment rails and stablecoin spending are a small slice of consumer activity, but they sit on the same demand curve the Fed is watching. Weaker spending is precisely the signal that argues against a hike, reading the flows, not the forecast. CoinDesk separately noted that Bitcoin was flat near its recent range, while the flows have quietly turned, a reminder that positioning can shift before price does. A no-hike expectation supports risk assets at the margin. But the confirmation will come from spot demand, ETF flows, and funding rates, not from a single sell-side headline. For now, the setup is a market in fear, a Bitcoin price pinned in the low $63,000, and a major bank telling clients not to expect the Fed to tighten next month. The September meeting is the event that resolves it. Until then, the relevant question is whether the quiet turn in flows builds into something the price has to acknowledge. This is market analysis, not financial advice. Rate forecasts change with each data release, and a single meeting can override months of positioning.